This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Been dancing around the studio listening to Chubby Checker and Dancing Party tonight. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am back. I am Paul Molloy. I have returned. I hope it's not like a disease, but I am back. And along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, thank you for being with us on this last Friday of the year, December the 29th. Wow! Has the year gone by so quickly? Indeed it has. We will be talking in a few minutes with Sam Lieberman of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. We are going to talk about Joe Biden's anti-appliance crusade. Have you been following this? If he gets his way, you may say goodbye to your current dishwasher, air conditioner, furnace, washing machine. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. Wait till you hear about it. So we'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. And DOE, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, takes a major, major hit this year. We're going to talk about that as well, give you all the details on it. It's not working out. And have you heard about this term, swatting? You have. What in the heck is swatting when it comes to politicians and celebrities? We are going to give you the details on that as well. We got a lot going on. And in our ultimate top 10, we got a good one. The top 10 best U.S. cities to celebrate New Year's Eve. Let's see if you are going to be near one. Stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored by the best barbershop, for my money, in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop. It is located in Dunedin, in the Overcash Plaza. Great haircut, great price. Please call first for your appointment. 727-733-3773. And do you need anything to do with trees in your property, your business, your home, whatever? ArborLife Tree Service, Tampa Bay's premier tree service, tree enhancement, tree removal, stump grinding, anything to do with trees. Call ArborLife for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. Well, Ed, it is great to be back. We were gone for about four shows, I think it was. Yeah.
We're glad you're back because you right the wrong, you know?
We're going to make up for all of our past misdeeds.
It's stuff over the last week and a half that I've been shaking my head. And you just brought up the couple of things that with the stove and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And who's the governor of Michigan, the woman up there?
Oh, boy, now you're going to put me on the spot.
Whatever her name is. Anyway, she wants to get rid of gas appliances. And she did an infomercial over the holidays, her cooking and all that stuff. Guess what she was using? She was using a gas stove.
You know, Kamala Harris has a picture of herself. I don't know if it's on a Christmas card or on... And here she is standing over a gas stove. Yeah. All right?
Yeah.
This is so hypocritical.
And, you know,
so
with that, and the border is just incredible. That here, and I want to say that our president of the United States is on my island, by the way, in St. Croix, vacationing right now.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And he's down there, like, we get off my island.
Yes.
But anyway,
Yes.
He did not find, now his cabinet, whatever, his meeting with border officials, whatever, hasn't, not a peep. But he has, happens to make a peep when what's her name? The Nikki Haley, no, is Nikki Haley, who's behind DeSantis? Not Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley.
Anyway,
unless you meant Robin Swamy.
She made
Swamy.
A comment about the Civil War.
Yes, Nikki Haley.
He had to tweet something out supposedly that got it all wrong. He managed to recognize that, but not the border.
Of course.
That's what I'm coming down.
Of course. It's a total joke. Speaking about a total joke, Donald Trump apparently has been disqualified on the Maine ballot for president. Can you believe this? Maine's Democratic Secretary of State yesterday disqualified Trump from the ballot. In her ruling, Shanna Bellows cited Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which bans people who engaged in insurrection. We've gone over this before, Ed.
Yep.
He's not even been charged.
Nope.
Much less convicted of insurrection. She takes it apart. This is not going to stand, of course, but this is a scary, sad,
yes.
Whatever else you want to call it, when somebody is trying to take control of your life when it comes to you deciding who you would like to become president.
What they're saying is we don't, meaning them, we don't feel that this man should be on the ballot. He's no good for you.
That's
He's
right.
no good for you. Now there,
I'll decide.
We're not talking about,
I'll decide.
We're not
who's
talking
right.
about 20 people here. We're talking about tens of millions of people that are voting for him. And you're telling me we're all wrong? All of us are wrong.
That's exactly it. I'll decide who's right for you.
Can't
Listen
you,
to me. No, I'll tell you
can't
who's
you
right.
Can't you write somebody in?
That's a good question. Every state is a little bit different. The answer, I think, would be yes, but they might not count it if they have decided.
We got a guy locally that does a show once in a while that writes himself. I know, because I know here you can write yourself in, because he writes himself in.
Yeah.
Here.
Very interesting.
And he gets one vote. So.
even his wife doesn't vote for him, so it is only one vote.
Nobody's got a vote.
Here we go with the Shanna Bellows. And Bellows made the ruling after some state residents, including a bipartisan group of former lawmakers, challenged Trump's position on the ballot. Now, Trump's lawyers have requested Bellows disqualify herself over tweets they believe showed her bias. In the tweets, Bellows, she was a lawyer, and by the way, she was a former executive director of the ACLU, so that's all you got to know about her background. She called the U.S. Capitol attack an insurrection and bemoaned that Trump was not convicted by the Senate after being impeached by the House. So that's all you got to know about this woman. Well, we know that this will not. Here's what the Supreme Court's got to do. Now that the Pandora's box is open, we're going to have all these different states, one after another, try to knock Trump off the ballot. The Supreme Court has got to issue a ruling that says no state has the capacity to take away the choice on a federal election of people that have been listed and have qualified in their state. So that's the way it goes. And hopefully the Supreme Court will put an end to this nonsense rather quickly. Otherwise, we're going to have each of these states trying to do this nonsense. This is absolute, absolute nonsense. In the meantime, the good news for those of you that want to see Trump on the ballot is in Colorado, they will include Trump's name as long as the Supreme Court either has not ruled or has ruled, I should say that they will include it as long as the Supreme Court has not ruled. But if the Supreme Court decides he is not going to be able to be on the ballot, then they will take action. But in the meantime, in Colorado, Trump's name does remain on the ballot. So I don't think there's going to be a big issue. when it comes to that. Anyway, we'll talk about all of that a little bit later. We're going to take our break, because when we come back, we're going to find out if you're going to be able to keep your dishwasher, your air conditioner, your stove, what else? Your furnace. We'll talk about that with Ben Lieberman.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Back this Friday, the last Friday of the year. Wow. Hope you're going to have good plans for New Year's Eve, which is Sunday. We are delighted to have Ben Lieberman join us. He is a senior fellow. He kind of focuses on a lot of things at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, including energy and the environment. He has written a piece for Fox News a couple of days ago, new op-ed there. Talking about Joe Biden's anti-appliance crusade. Ben, welcome to Freedom Works.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This is, Ben, I don't know what is going on in this country. It is starting to scare me to death that individuals can step. We were just talking about these different states where they're trying to knock Donald Trump off the ballot, you know, where one person takes into his or her hands the decision-making on things like this. And I'm thinking that it's kind of the same way with stepping in, intruding into our lives with appliances and what the Biden administration is trying to do, ostensibly, to promote clean energy. What do we got? We got what? Dishwashers, air conditioners, washing. I mean, we're going to take all our appliances out of the kitchen. What's going on here?
Well, at this point, it's probably easier to list the appliances that aren't the subject of bad regulations from the Biden administration regulators. Televisions are off the hook, so let's be thankful for that. Just about everything else that plugs in and fires up around the house is the subject of some very problematic regulations. All of them are bad in their own way. Some of them are particularly bad. It started to reach the public consciousness about a year ago when we heard about efforts to ban gas stoves, but it's far from just stoves. It's just about everything. Air conditioners, refrigerators, water heaters, furnaces. They're even going after ceiling fans. Now, they're not going to take away these appliances, but they are going to make them more expensive and less effective in performing their jobs. And again, it's all about consumer choice, as you mentioned. People ought to be able to decide for themselves.
Yes, and in certain cases, and we can use dishwashers, perhaps as an example. They're going to regulate, apparently, the amount of water that would be used to clean your dishes? I mean, if you're going to end up doing stuff like that, in the long run, you're going to make it make the task even worse and possibly screw up the environment even more trying to really clean your dishes, right?
Yeah, I think you zeroed in on maybe the worst of them all, and that's dishwasher regulations. And I say that because they've already been regulated four times, successively tighter standards, one after another over the last three decades. They now use so little water that in order to compensate, they take a lot longer to do the job. You know, these things used to be called modern conveniences, but now they're not so convenient. Almost every model on the market takes 2 hours now to do a load of dishes rather than 1 hour. And anecdotally, I'm hearing that people have to rinse their dishes before and or after because they don't clean as well as they used to, which that undercuts both the energy and water savings as well as being an inconvenience for our consumers. And the worst thing about it is rather than fixing the existing dishwasher regulation, the Biden administration, Department of Energy, has now proposed new regulations that will make things worse.
Oh, my goodness. And then another one, air conditioners. And, of course, we remember when there were, what, was it fluorocarbons or something like that that we were trying to get out of cooling, you know, in our cars and stuff like that. They're going after our air conditioners as well. So what are they going to do with the new air conditioners?
Well, with the environmentalists, it's always something. And yeah, we got rid of the old refrigerants that supposedly were poking a hole in the ozone layer. We have these new refrigerants. Now they're going after those because they contribute to climate change. I'm not making this up.
That's
it's always
good.
Something with these folks. And thanks to the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection Agency regulations. So it's a 1-2 punch from two Biden administration agencies. Both the cost of fixing an existing air conditioner and the cost of buying a new air conditioner are rising and will continue to rise in the years ahead. And here's another tip that future air conditioners are going to use refrigerants that are classified as flammable. You know, and why we would be doing that, it's just crazy. They're going to be more expensive and a little bit less safe.
Oh, my goodness. Would you mind taking a question or a comment here from my buddy, Ed Davis?
Sure.
Go ahead, Ed.
Ben, first of all, I have to agree the air conditioners are contributing to climate change because when you turn one on, the climate changes, just so you know.
And you're right about that.
I was wondering, these new appliances, perchance, are they made in China?
Yeah, a lot of them are, you know, even the appliances that say made in America, these days it usually means assembled in America, but from components across the world, often in China. And that's the reality that even some of the American brands have outsourced tremendously over the decades. And then some of them are just Chinese or Korean brands. And ironically, some of the companies that want these regulations, and there are some because it kind of shifts the market to the more expensive version, they try to sell Congress that these will bring the jobs back to the U.S. because only American manufacturers have the know-how to comply. Meanwhile, these same companies have already outsourced extensively to China. So you have to be careful, even when it comes to these American-sounding appliance brands. A lot of them are made around the world and assembled here in the United States. So you have to be careful. But you're right. A lot of this is made outside the United States.
We're talking with Ben Lieberman. He is a senior fellow with a focus on things like the energy and the environment at the Great Competitive Enterprise Institute. He has written an op-ed for Fox News about how the Biden administration's anti-consumer crusade, it's targeting four more types of appliances. Ben, also, apparently washing machines, is this in the same kind of category as maybe dishwashers with water flow or something?
Yeah, and it's just whether you call it mission creep or whatever you want to call it, the agency and the bureaucrats there, I guess they justify their livelihoods by just cranking out more and more and more regulations over the decades. For washing machines, it's the fifth round of successively tighter standards. And you can go online and see how people have learned to take a bucket of water and dump it into their washing machine mid-cycle so that it works better.
Oh.
But, you know, it's crazy that it's come to that, but that's there's all kinds of tricks you can do to try to overcome these extreme energy and water limits for washing machines. I would also add that these appliances don't last as long as they used to, in large part due to these extreme regulations.
Yeah. What is the, in your opinion, is the underlying real reason? Is it just control? Is this what it is? A bureaucracy under the executive branch wants to maintain a larger control over the lives of human beings? Is it just for a personal vendetta? I mean, is this, do they really think that doing these things is going to change the quality of our climate life?
I think a lot of it is about control, because keep in mind that the same people who want to push these mandates on us, they could just be making recommendations. You know, manufacturers make these eco-friendly versions for those who want them, and they'll do that regardless of whether or not there's a one-size-fits-all standard in place. But once you put that standard in place, then the eco-friendly version is all that's available, whether it makes sense for you or not. So it is a lot about control. It's a lot about agency self-interest. You know, a lot of bureaucrats and also people outside the agency, lobbyists, lawyers, all kinds of swamp creatures who make a nice living off of this stuff. And of course, a lot of it these days is justified on climate change grounds, that supposedly these new eco-friendly versions will help save the planet.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous, but that's at least the rationale. But I think you're on to something. This is about control. This is about telling us what we can and cannot have in our homes. And I hope that the homeowners are fighting back. There was a big backlash to the stove potential stove regulations. I hope we see more of that in the years ahead. And I hope Congress starts paying more attention to these issues. And there's some signs that they are.
Well, you would think so. People are, first of all, the public doesn't want this, or the public doesn't seem to care about it. They don't. It's not on anybody's priority list when it comes to what our federal government, I mean, it's way, way down there. I mean, even when you think about climate change or whatever, it's not like, hey, I want you to get rid of my furnace. Or, you know, I got to change. It's just not there. Don't they understand that people are not responding to this stuff?
Well, you know, you would hope so, but you would hope people will start to wake up and to wake up in time. I think we saw that with the public backlash against, you know, potential stove regulations. So maybe the regulators, maybe the bureaucrats have pushed too hard, pushed too far this time, and maybe there'll be a backlash on not just stoves, but on some of these other appliances. And that's why I write these op-eds, just to try to educate the public as to what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad that you did. We've got to be aware. You know, they are just, it's like bureaucrats are seeking to get their tentacles, their fingers into our lives more and more and more. And they keep it, if you're in the executive department and you are issuing these kinds of things, first of all, I think it's probably unconstitutional. You're supposed to have all of these new laws through the legislative branch, right?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, there are laws that give the Department of Energy and the Environmental Protection Agency the authority. The question is, have they gone too far with this authority? And should Congress revisit some of these handouts of authority to the regulators and maybe pull them back a little bit? So, I think arguably some of them that go too far are unconstitutional, but that's something that Congress really needs to revisit.
Absolutely. Ben Lieberman, a pleasure. Thank you so very much for joining us here at the end of the year. May we wish you a happy new year, and I look forward to hopefully talking with you again in the new year.
Okay, anytime in 2024. Happy to join you.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Lieberman. All right.
I was thinking, even if we got dramatic about this whole thing and went back to the Stone Age and washed our dishes in the river, well, then the climate people will say we're polluting the rivers.
Oh, absolutely.
And then if we got rid of our electric appliances as far as heating the homes and used wood stoves, We're killing the forests.
Yeah.
We can't win. So they whatever they designate is the best thing.
Rules for thee, but not for me. Look at the Kamala Harris
and
picture.
And I can guarantee you, all these senators and congresspeople, they're going to have very good dishwashers in their homes and gas stoves and stuff like that.
Absolutely. It doesn't count for them. They'll justify it in their own minds why they don't have to follow the rules. All right, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, diversity, equity, inclusion, taking a major hit in 2023, we are going to give you the details.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on the last day. Not the last day, but the last Friday. My God, I can't believe this year has gone by so quickly. Did you have a good Christmas, Ed? Hopefully you did. I did, yeah. Good.
It did, and the weather was nice. And got a little cool. Well, but nothing radical. But
yes, I was up in Chicago where the weather was unbelievably warm, relatively. Do you know they had the fourth warmest Christmas temperature?
Well, that's global warming.
It was 59 for a high on Christmas Day in Chicago. 59, yep. That was warm. Yeah. And we were talking about it, and all of us were saying, you know, it's a cycle. There's no question we've had warmer weather over the last several years, but it's a cycling effect. Yeah. But there's nobody worried up in Chicago about how it's warmer than it should be.
The West, meaning the Rockies and stuff, they had a dumping of snow. So one year it's, you know, the Denver area will be 59 and Chicago had a dumping of snow.
That's right.
So
yeah. That's exactly right. We're enjoying a little bit of warmer weather maybe wherever we are for a while. You go to the other side of the planet. Now, it could be just the opposite.
Were there people up there that were disappointed there was no snow?
I didn't see any.
Really?
We had a lot of rain. It was very overcast. Very, very
same
little
here.
Sun.
We got much. We didn't get a dumping of rain. We got there was some days where it was just a drizzle, but enough just to. Because we've been in a drought for a little bit here.
Yes, we need the rain.
So I think it got us out of the drought. Yeah. So.
Yeah, we need the rain. There's no question about it. Anyway, it's good to be back. And my goodness, Monday is here we are. You know, a new year begins. Anyway, so the Biden administration yesterday, now they're going after the governor of Texas. Why? Because he has the nerve to try to keep illegal immigrants from crossing over the Texas border. Biden's gone after the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, claiming that he is, you know, usurping federal law by trying to stop illegal immigrants from coming into Texas. They threatened to sue the state if it moves forward with a new anti-illegal immigration law that was signed by the governor, Greg Abbott. He signed the legislation this month. It allows law enforcement to arrest illegal immigrants, and it allows state judges to order them removed from the country. What a horrible thing. What a horrible thing we're doing here. In a letter to Abbott, the Department of Justice says it will pursue all appropriate legal remedies to ensure that Texas does not interfere with the functions of the federal government. What functions? What's the function these days on the southern border of the federal government? The function of the federal government is to get as many illegal migrants into our country as they possibly can. And once they get in, they just release them all over the place. What is going on? Have they not realized that this issue is going to bring down their party?
Tell you what, if I were president of the United States, I would be on the border with in a pair of overalls, big ones, by the way, and gloves, and helping put that wall up.
You would think.
Helping put the wall up.
I don't think Biden's really visited the border since he's been president. In fact, he's not technically visited the border.
He's on my island sipping a Mai Tai right now.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't care about the border.
I know. You're absolutely right. How long is he going to be? He's on St. Croix, right?
Yeah. Air Force One is parked at the airport, so I it is. It is parked at the airport. And, you know, of course, and then people there are not very happy because, you know, they have shut the roads down.
Of course.
Which is a major hassle when you only got five roads. But
that's, you know, when the president shows up, everything shuts down on those islands. So Texas, according to Greg Abbott, is prepared to go ahead, and they're thumbing their nose at the federal government. They're going to go ahead and continue what they are doing. Good for him. He says Texas is prepared to take this fight all the way to the Supreme Court to protect the state and Americans from Biden's open border policies. Good. Good. That's all I have to say. You go, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Not a big success this year in business. Well, we can talk about what happened to Disney when they wanted to, you know, change all of the Walt Disney characters into something other than what they were originally intended to be. But widespread campaigns for social justice following the death of George Floyd, which was 3 years ago, has led to a boom in DOE, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And 3 years later, however, the programs appear to have lost some of their luster after significant, I said DOE, it's DEI, excuse me, diversity, equity, and inclusion. But the programs seem to have lost some of their luster after significant cutbacks at companies. They are letting go. A lot of these larger companies are starting to cut back and let go some of these employees that they hired for the DEI departments that they have. Can you imagine being hired for that? What do? You go into a room and you sit there, okay, let's see that. What am I going to do to earn my salary at this
company?
Well,
somebody took video of one of the, I don't know what it was, a princess, and princess had a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
So one of those, I guess is what it would amounts to.
Crazy. Anyway, DEI job postings have dropped 23% year over year. Okay, so apparently two driving forces behind the reduction in DEI is, number one, a shift in priorities amid layoffs, and the second is the threat of discrimination lawsuits. Many tech companies reduced their workforce this year after over-hiring during the COVID-19 pandemic, and research from 2022 indicates DEI jobs were cut at a higher rate than other kinds of jobs. And so there you go. They are cutting back on these things. Giants like Google and Meta slashed their DEI programs this year despite their commitments despite their commitments following the Black Lives Matter protests back in 2020. And go ahead.
By the way, speaking of Disney, did you know that the attraction Hall of Presidents?
Yes.
Did you know that they removed Trump from there?
Are you kidding or not?
No, I'm not kidding.
No, I didn't know that.
No, I'm not kidding.
What is going on?
Was it a couple of weeks ago? Last week or a couple of weeks ago they removed him?
And what was their reason for removing Donald Trump?
They don't have to give a reason. They're Disney.
Holy Toledo. I can't believe they would do something. What are they trying to do? Are they trying to cut back on the people that show up at their place to do stupid stuff like that?
People are always going to go to Disney, though. I mean, I saw drone shots of this last holiday week where the lines were wrapped around the joint.
Yeah. So as long as they continue to bring the people in, maybe they decide that they can do it.
I mean, a lot of people are not going to see that part. But, I mean, if you go into the Hall of Presidents, I mean, I would... If that were me and I went there, because that's a great attraction.
Yeah.
If I did that and he was not on there, I would probably just get up and walk out.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Whether the ride has come to a stop or not.
I tell you, it's unbelievable that they would do things like that. I wonder what, now, of course, he's running against him, but Ron DeSantis, I wonder what he thinks about doing that at Disney World.
I think part of it was probably... A dig at DeSantis too, because at one time they were one of these friends. But
no, they're not getting along right now.
They're not getting along, but I can guarantee.
I'm talking
you he
about
doesn't
Disney,
agree with it.
Disney and DeSantis.
Oh, I'm talking about Trump and DeSantis.
Well, they're but not. I don't think DeSantis.
I can guarantee he's probably made some sort of statement where he's not very happy. About
I'm sure
it.
He's not happy so. About it. It just doesn't make any sense.
And it just kind of flew under the radar. They didn't make an announcement. It was just removed.
Which reminds me to ask you, because you had brought this up when you and I were chatting on our own, about Nikki Haley. She was asked a question. It was obviously a question from an anti-Nikki Haley person about the cause of the Civil War. Did you hear about that?
Yes. Where she said it was, slavery had nothing to do with it, or something.
No, she
like
didn't
that.
Say anything
okay.
about slavery.
I didn't
had nothing,
hear her
no.
exact
she
words.
Said, she said, well, it was it was about the power of government
so
and its and its limits. Yes.
So she left it out.
She never
see now. What I just said is the way it was transcribed to me.
Yeah, and that's not
you
the
see what, how that's how it works.
Yes,
that's how it works.
This guy that asked her was baiting her. And she wasn't. She didn't answer it well. She should have said, "Well, among other things, it was the decision by Washington that they wanted to have all states free and no slave states, and the states of the South rebelled against that. You know, and that was not the only reason, by the way, for the Civil War. The other thing was." The agrarian southern states and the industrial northern states had all kinds of issues that were going on, and it was causing a huge rift because of what was going on in Washington and what states were getting certain perks, this, that, and the other.
Do you notice how it's okay? It's not okay to leave that part of history out, but by golly, you can take Trump out of the Hall of Presidents and leave that part of history out.
It's crazy.
It's so hypocritical. Critical. I mean,
it is absolutely crazy. There is no question about that. None. Did you see where, was it our Secretary of State, Blinken, Winken, Blinken the Nod, went down there to talk with the Mexican president?
I think
president?
It was Mo,
Larry, and Curly. The Three Stooges were our ambassadorial representatives to Mexico, and they certainly got a lot done. I don't even know what they think they accomplished by going down there and talking with the guy. Is it going to make the border any stronger now that they came? I don't think so. Discussions with Mexican officials about regularizing. How do you like that word? Regularizing illegal immigration. We're going to regularize illegal immigration.
I heard the dignitary from Mexico make an excuse for why these people are coming across the border. They're coming, they're trying to escape poverty and this and that. Can we stop with the poverty? Because if you take a look at these people coming across the border, that's not poverty. When you're wearing brand new clothing and brand new backpacks and cell phones in your hand. You want poverty? Go to the inner city and look at the people on the streets.
They're dressed better than me.
That's poverty. Stop saying that.
Really? It is so crazy. The whole world is upside down now. Gosh, I hope 2024, somehow we get some common sense.
No, common is common.
Back into our country.
Common sense is not common anymore.
No.
It's not.
No, you can't find it. It's scary. It really is. All right, we're going to take our break. We're going to try and keep some common sense here, Freedom Works. But we're going to take our break. And when we come back, what the heck is swatting? When it comes to politicians and celebrities, is that a slap backside the head? We'll talk about it.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back to the last segment of Freedom Works. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Yeah, we were gone for four shows, and we're back. And then we're going to take a break again, by the way, on Monday. That'll be New Year's Day. Let all of the employees take a little break. We'll be back again on Wednesday. That will be our next show. However, I want you to know that we are on the air typically Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. And we always appreciate it when you find us on the dial during your busy schedule. However, if you are not able to listen live, thanks to Big Ed, all our shows are podcasted. All you have to do is go to our website at your leisure, OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Click on the podcast button at the top. Ed's got all the shows for you. Most recent shows right up front, and you will see who the guest is. You'll see the topic with the guest. You'll see the top 10. Life is good. All of it is there for you. Hey, you can start the show. You can click and pause it, take a bathroom break, come back, whatever. Get your coffee, sit, relax. Bless Big Ed for doing all of this. He does it for us all the time. OurFreedomWorks.com. All right. So what is swatting? I just heard about this term, swatting, recently. I didn't know what the heck it was. Three Republican lawmakers have been the target of swatting at their homes since Christmas, with a legal expert calling it criminal harassment. Swatting apparently is a crime that's become prominent in recent years, gaining more steam in the social media age when people's addresses are easily accessible. Now, I heard of the thing doxing.
Yeah, well,
you know,
aside from storming your local CVS in gangster form and stealing, the other thing to do, what they do is if, say, you're an idiot and you want to rob the store down the street, What you do is you call in a fake call of some big event, like you got a gun and you're shooting people in 5 or 6 blocks over, and all the police converge over there.
Yeah.
And then you go ahead and you rob this store and get away with it. So what they're doing with the senators and people like that, because of the name, quickly all law enforcement rush to that address, freeing up other areas.
What a horrible thing to do.
Well, you know, and by the way, it's spelled a little different. There's two T's. Because SWAT usually means the police thing, you know the SWAT comes in. And
yes.
SWATting is two T's, by the way.
Got it. George Washington University professor Jonathan Turley, he's a law professor, he said SWATting is a crime that could be charged as a form of a criminal threat.
Sure.
SWATting, this is what he said, SWATting constitutes a false police report, like you said, that can be criminally charged. Virginia recently passed a new law that makes SWATting specifically a criminal misdemeanor. It can also be charged as a form of criminal threats. This is a crime, he says, that flourishes because there is insufficient deterrent. The anonymity and the rare prosecution of the people that do this combine to fuel this form of criminal harassment. Come on. Don't you have a life? What are you going to do? You just get, you know, Paul, like an arsonist that likes to watch his fire after he sets it. You know, he sits over there on the other street watching the smoke and all that, right? Getting a big sexual thrill out of it.
There are some cities in this country where you're getting away with violent crimes because there's no bail, no cash bail. You're out on the street, so what's a little swatting?
That's what I'm sure.
You know? Well, yeah, you get caught, a little slap on the wrist, you know, get back out there. Get back in the game.
Swatting draws police resources away from real crimes, of course. While the state becomes the unwitting arm to terrorizing somebody at their own home. I mean, just think of it. Yeah. You know, somebody comes storming onto your property, the police, et cetera, scaring the hell out of you, wondering what is going on here, mm-hmm. You know? Boy, oh boy, it's dangerous to do something like this. Think about it. Someone's going to get killed because of this.
Sure.
Really is. Since Christmas, 3 Republicans, Senator Rick Scott here of Florida, Brandon Williams of New York, and Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, have been victims of swatting.
Those are Republicans?
Yeah. What a surprise. They've been victims at their home of swatting. Scott became the latest victim, saying yesterday his home was swatted the night before while he and his wife were out at dinner. He said, while at dinner with my wife, cowards swatted my home in Naples. These criminals wasted the time and the resources of our law enforcement in a sick attempt to terrorize my family. Both Williams and Green said on social media their homes had been hit on Christmas Day. Williams said that there was no question the swatting incident against him was an intimidation tactic over his pro-Israel
stance. Yeah. A note to these criminals. Can we save the real criminal activity to, like, Nancy Pelosi's house where the husband got in a thing?
Where it was real.
Yeah, where it was real. Let's save it for that.
Yeah.
You know?
And here's the other thing. It's like crying wolf. If you continue to do a lot of swatting, maybe the police don't respond to a real crime that's occurring at your house. All right, Ed, before we do our top 10, we have a good one, by the way, a very good one. The top 10 best U.S. cities to celebrate New Year's Eve. Is there anything we need to know about sports when it comes to our Tampa Bay Bucks or whatever?
Big weekend here because Bucks will be home against the Saints at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and if they win, they win the NFC South and are in the playoffs.
Wow.
With a home game.
No kidding. So how many games are left in the regular
2
season? So if they win this game against New Orleans, mm-hmm. no matter what they do in the final game.
Doesn't matter.
Wow. Yeah. And do you think we can win the game?
Sure.
Hmm.
Beat Jacksonville. I didn't think they'd beat Jacksonville. They whipped them.
Is New Orleans, what I'm asking, is New Orleans a decent team or not?
They're decent, but their quarterback, Derek Carr, he's the kind of guy that plays just good enough to get you beat.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Let's root for the Bucks. All right. It is time for our top 10. Ed, it's been a while since you've been on the drums to do this.
Yep.
Wow. This is these are the top 10 best U.S. cities to celebrate New Year's Eve. This comes from Wallet Hub. Mm. We've used Wallet Hub before for things like this. And what they've done is they have based their choices on the quality of entertainment in the city, the food, your accessibility. Now, that's a big one. You know, to be able to get down to the celebration. Yeah. Safety, that's huge. Mm-hmm. And, of course, cost. How much is it going to cost you to go out to the celebration?
What about bathrooms?
That's a good one. I would say, wouldn't that fall under accessibility or something? I don't know. It doesn't say bathrooms here. Anyway, here we go. Number 10. Oh, I don't think I'd want to go here. Washington, D.C. is number 10. Well, you would think so. I'm sure they have some sort of a big event around the, I don't know where, around the Washington Monument, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Number 9. And, Ed, you may have seen one because you've been out there from time to time. Denver is 9.
Yeah. I've not been there for New Year's Eve.
No, I wouldn't think. But you go for skiing around Colorado Springs.
I don't know why Denver would be up there. I mean, just a city.
Yeah.
Unless they do a big to-do. I don't know.
I don't know. Apparently they must. Number 8. My old hometown of Chicago. Good old Chicago, the Windy City, has a good New Year's celebration. I imagine they do it on Michigan Avenue or State Street or Millennial Park or something like that. Maybe on the lake. It would be kind of fun maybe on the lake. Number 7. Los Angeles. I don't know why. What the heck? Where would you go in Los Angeles to celebrate?
I don't know.
I can't think of a single.
Are they talking about downtown?
I guess.
All right.
It's so spread out.
I mean, because Denver is a beautiful downtown.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it.
LA. You don't think of anything specific.
No, I don't either. And gas is too much to get out there anyway. So.
True. Number 6. Miami. We got to run quickly here, but Miami would be a good place, I think. Number 5. Atlanta.
Okay.
Now, Atlanta's got a nice city area. Yeah. I can understand that. Number 4. I would kind of like to go to this one for other reasons, too, but Las Vegas.
Oh, I'm sure,
all the lights and everything.
They get that new sphere I would love to see.
Oh, yeah. Number 3. Now, you would think this one would have been number 1, but it's New York. The Big Apple is number 3.
I don't know about
3.
This year, because I'm hearing there's going to be lots of protests down there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this one's going
to
be one to watch.
May keep people away.
Yeah.
Number 2. San Diego?
God.
Why? I don't have any idea.
Maybe the weather? I don't know.
Well, the weather's always beautiful.
Yeah, there you go.
And I guess you're on the water. I guess you could do something there. Mm-hmm. You got a huge naval base.
Yeah.
Maybe they do it there. What do you think is number 1, Ed? Any guess?
Well, I was going to say New York.
I would have, too.
At that point, I don't know.
It's close to us.
Orlando?
Yes.
Really?
Orlando.
Wow.
Well, now, you kind of understand it. Orlando, because you got so many things going on. A food's good situation, entertainment certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the cost is not that bad there. Anyway, it's number 1.
Mm.
All right. Thank you so very much. We are going to take New Year's Day off. We will be back Wednesday. Happy New Year, everybody. Please be safe. Enjoy it. And we'll be back. And remember, freedom works.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. The latest Russian attacks on Ukraine have been relentless, with dozens of people reported killed and wounded. CBS's Cammy McCormick says the barrage is now being called the heaviest aerial attack of the 22-month-old war.
Air raid sirens sounded throughout Ukraine. The Russian missiles and drones hit residential buildings, a maternity hospital, schools, and a metro station. Electricity was cut off in many regions. While rescuers are still searching the rubble, the UN human rights chief, who said he was shocked by the scale of the attacks, called on Moscow to end them immediately.
As Israeli forces try to flush Hamas leaders out of hiding in Gaza, CBS's Linda Gradstein says one area has escaped the bombing and people are clamoring to get there.
Rafah